Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. Radio, internet, subspace frequency, waiting on the mothership to beam you back. Whatever, however far off your meds you are, we're still glad you're here. John Jantz is with us, and he's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is he's a marketing expert. He's not just a marketing expert. He's one of the marketing experts on the planet. He is the creator of the Duct Tape Marketing System. You've heard about that. He's the author of Duct Tape Marketing, and he's our good friend, John Jantz. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's such a treat to see what kind of music you're going to play on the lead-in. And, Leonard Skinner, for a northern boy like me, it's a little early for me.
We're rocking and rolling here all the time, John. You know that. Hey, John, one of the things I know you've been working on quite a bit lately is the concept of referrals. A lot of people don't realize that referrals, having a referral strategy, having a referral network, building a referral and executing a referral strategy in your business is perhaps the most important element of a marketing strategy, isn't it?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I talked to thousands over the years, thousands and thousands of small business owners, and one of the questions I love to ask them is, how have you succeeded? How have you gotten to this point in your business? And almost without fail, it is, well, word of mouth. We did some good work, and somebody told somebody else, and, the whole idea of building business by way of referral. But then it's also really funny to then turn around and say, well, gosh, what do you do to systematically generate those referrals and make sure that they come in consistently, and you get the blank stare. Well, I don't know. They just sort of happen.
Right.
So that's, you mentioned the Duct Tape Marketing System. That's always been a core component of the Duct Tape Marketing System because, quite frankly, the typical small business that maybe doesn't have millions of dollars to spend on other lead generation and conversion activities can and should be leaning very heavily on building a systematic approach to referrals.
John, just in case it's not intuitive enough for some people who may be new to the business world, as you know, there are a lot of people out there right now who didn't grow up in the business world. They haven't had a job in the business world, who don't have a job right now, and they're starting out, and to some degree, and I they realize this. Guys like you and me have to say, okay, this is a football. So tell the audience what a referral is.
Well, it can take many forms. In fact, we can throw the word of mouth in there, another way of referral. But it's essentially somebody who has either used your product or services, loves them, had a great experience to the point where they are willing to go to a friend, neighbor, colleague and say, hey, if you're buying a car, you need to buy it at XYZ dealership because
right.
They're the greatest.
And ask for Joe.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one form. The other that I spend a lot of time talking about is if you're an accountant, the bank and the law firm sees what you do and maybe works with some of the same customers, and so they are not necessarily a user of your products or services, but they're quite familiar with the way mm-hmm. that you treat your customers, and they want to partner with you to make sure or to find a way to help their customers who maybe buy legal services
right.
from them get best of class accounting services.
Right.
So that idea of formally creating strategic partnerships is also a huge part of the referral network process.
And they're a center of influence. We used to call them a center of influence.
Sure,
somebody that knows you, they know what you do, they know the quality of work that you do, and they move in circles that are prospects that where there are prospects for what you do, regardless of what it is. If it's, you know, if you're in the fencing business or the dry cleaning business or whatever, they become centers of influence for you, and you need to identify these people. I mean, there are some people who other people just listen to. You need to identify who those people are and nurture them, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and I'll add another ingredient. They're also, because there's lots of folks, we could go out there and try to say, hey, so-and-so looks like they do a lot of business, let's partner with them. The other key ingredient is that they have a point of view that they need to become, you know, and the true centers of influence usually have this. They've developed
right.
that influence because their point of view is that if they sell legal services, that's not their job. Their job is to help their customers get everything they need,
exactly.
regardless of what it is.
Even if they don't have the ability to deliver it, they know somebody who does. And folks, that is how referrals are born, and it's the holy grail of small business sales, as far as I'm concerned. 20 Tail, right back after these messages. Stay with us.
I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Brown, bringing us back, making us feel good. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you. I love that guy. He's just great music. What was I talking? My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you in your small business. Everything under the small business sun is there in some form or fashion. An answer to a question, a blog post, an article that either I've written or one of my Brain Trust members like John Jantz have written. Thousands of archives of past interviews that we've done on every topic you can think of, including some with John. He's deposited some wisdom with us over the years, quite a bit, in fact. And so lots of other stuff there. Subscribe to my free newsletter. Check all that out. And we'll follow you home with stuff. We'll follow you home with our newsletter, with our blog, with other things you can subscribe to there at the website. If you're busy and you just want us to send you what you're interested in, we'll take care of that. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. John Jantz, as I told you, is with us. He's the author of Duct Tape Marketing. And John, we're talking about referral marketing. As we went to the break, I called a referral, having an active referral system or any kind of a referral prospect, the holy grail of marketing. And I just think that there's nothing better. Whenever I get a referral, especially if it's come in a quality way, something that's, you know, where it came from the right person and it's been set up the right way because I did something right and they did something right, that's as close to golden as it gets, isn't it?
Well, and you know, we spend a lot of time these days talking about the downturn in the economy and the recession and whatnot. And I will tell you, one of the best safety nets for a downturn in the economy is to have a very active network of folks that are out there referring your business. When people are trying to decide, gosh, do I go with this or that, or do I cut back, or, you know, where do I spend my money? If they've got somebody they already trust saying, hey, you can't go wrong here, make this choice, well, it certainly does raise you to the top of the heap. And that's the thing that I think when times are good and the phone's ringing and you're kind of just deciding, oh, shall I call that person back or not? I'm kind of busy today, you know. It's easy to get away from that.
Right.
But the businesses that are thriving in today's economy or really in any kind of downtick are the ones that really get that this is the foundational element, you know, of any small business.
Let's talk about some of the things that you have to do to be worthy of a referral and some of the things you have to do to promote a referral actually happening. You wrote an article about this recently. Talk to us about some of those things.
Well, the thing that's a little bit hard news for people to hear is, you know, they want me to tell them a series of external tactical things they can do to just make people give them referrals and make it happen. And there are businesses and there are instances where that can happen. But the number one thing I've written a new book that'll be coming out in the spring. And I interviewed hundreds of successful small businesses. And what became painfully clear to me is the ones that easily or systematically generated referrals, did it by being more referable and leaving, really. I mean, there are other little tactical things that you can then collect those referrals more effectively. But the bottom line is it's sort of an inside-out job as opposed to an external thing. And what I mean by that is there were certain traits and tendencies and a culture, really, of referrals that exist first. And so, for instance, I found that it was very, very common for businesses that generate a lot of referrals. One of the traits is they were very active in making referrals, in giving referrals to strategic partners or other businesses because they had that mindset that their job was to get their customers whatever they needed in their life and to become seen as a resource for them. And then
Ivan Meisner, who, as you know, is Business Network International's founder and the world's guru on networking, he says, givers gain.
Sure, you bet. I mean, it's the golden rule or whatever you want to call it. The biggest thing that it does is it sort of naturally creates this referral currency. You know, you give me a referral that's at least going to get my attention,
right,
or I'm going to say, gosh, I want to know more about that. But I think more than anything, it's the focus on being a valuable resource to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they can come to you and say, hey, Jim, I know you don't fix electronic doors, but do you know anybody that does? I mean, it just mm-hmm. makes you more valuable in whatever you sell.
Who do you know who? And that's exactly right. I think one of the most important things that you said a minute ago that I want to repeat is this idea of urgency, of call to action. There is no urgency. There's no call to action. There's no anticipated timeline for an ROI with a referral. When you embark on a referral strategy, they happen when they happen, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you'd be ready to refer, but you don't keep score. I think that's one of the things when I start talking about this idea of giving referrals that people immediately say, well, what if they don't give one back? Well, let the universe keep score. It's got
exactly.
a great scorekeeping system.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you get if your motivation is I'm going to give you a referral so that I get one back, then you'll probably choke the whole thing off.
Well, that won't work. And the best thing you got to be worthy of a referral. I like your idea of you got to make sure you give referrals. You got to be worthy of a referral, and you also have to teach people how to refer you. John, I want you to talk about that when we come back. Let's remind people there are people who want to refer you, but they may not know how. And so you can help them out with that. And we'll talk about that right after these messages. 10 till, here's Carlos Santana to take us out. Stay with us.
Got a black magic
woman. Listen to the wind blow.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. John Jantz is our guest, our good friend, the author of Duct Tape Marketing. John, tell us how we can find you online.
Sure. It's just Duct Tape Marketing, and that's DUCTTAPE marketing.com.
And they can, like as with me, they can follow you on Twitter. You're at Duct Tape.
It's just at Duct Tape, yep. The shortened version of it. And I do, like you have, a free weekly newsletter, and I write blog posts almost daily. And,
yeah.
So, lots of great free info there if you come to DuctTapeMarketing.com.
Check it out, folks. Good stuff. Lots of good stuff. The book is outstanding, Duct Tape Marketing. And if I didn't mention it earlier, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. John, you've got a little system. I want you to share. When I went to the break, I was saying that you got to be – you got to be worthy of being referred, as you said. You got to be magnanimous and give first, and maybe one day you'll get something back. Maybe you won't, but you don't worry about it. There's a mechanical thing. There's a practical aspect to this. You have to train people. If you have people who you know want to refer you, they have said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell people about you. I love this. You've got to figure out a way to help them, because it's not their job to wake up in the morning and come up with a way to tell people about you, is it?
Well, that's absolutely right. Education is one of the pieces. After being more referable, the next one is then to show people how. And one of the best things you can do, and if you haven't done this for yourself, you should anyway, is to literally create a document I like to use that would say, here, how would you spot my ideal customer, and thoroughly describe the need or the type of person or type of business that you need to, or you know you can help. But then go a little farther. You know, how would you introduce her? What's the exact words that you might use to say how we're different? So don't just say, yeah, they're a great accounting firm. I mean, just literally give them, here's what they do that's different. And then maybe the third part that I love is to create what I call trigger phrases. A lot of times people are complaining about an issue or have a challenge. They're not necessarily saying, I need new software that helps me do X, Y, Z. They're saying things like, I never get my numbers on time.
I've got some pain.
And so to tell them, here are the types of things, here are the actual phrases people use that will help you know that what they need is us. And, boy, you create a document like that with these people that, as you said, that really want to refer you. And, boy, you've got a great tool now to put in their hands so that they're thinking, they know what to think when the need arises.
One of the things you got to do, though, is you got to be very subtle about these things, don't you?
Well, yeah, and that's where sometimes people get a little challenged when this document looks a little bit in your face. It's like, hey, you're teaching me how. So you want to reserve that document for the people that first off have said, hey, I want to refer you, teach me how.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go out to a strategic partner and say, here, use this to refer me.
Right.
Now, there is a way to really turn the tables on that, though. With your strategic partner network, either ones that you've identified or that your customers have told you, hey, these are best of class, you should be working with them, send that document to those folks. But also send them a letter with it saying, hey, we have customers that we believe could benefit from your services, and we'd like to know more about how to refer you. And what we've done is we've included a document, and so those elements that I said, the trigger phrases, the how to refer us, the who are ideal, create a blank document very similar to that and say, please teach us how to refer you. And do you see the subtle twist there? Because what you're doing is you're inviting them, and you have to be genuine. You have to be authentic about the fact that you want a relationship that you might refer business to them.
Right.
But you've opened the door. You've found a way to teach them about your business and how to refer you by inviting them to teach you about their business. And I will tell you, the people that have done that and taken that approach seriously have found that it generates some very, very interesting conversations with some potentially valuable strategic partners.
When I had my consulting business years ago, I had a little tagline that I would tell people whenever I would introduce myself, and they say, what do you do? I say, I'm a business consultant. And they say, well, what? Then they would ask me again, what do you do? And I say, and I would say, I'm a vice president you can rent.
And
they would use that, my friends and my clients would use that to refer me. They'd say, you should call Blessing Game. He's a vice president you can rent, and that's all they need to do. So if you come up with something like that, something handy that helps them that they can catch on to, that helps too. John, give us the website one more time, please.
It's just Duct Tape Marketing, DUCTTAPE marketing.com.
Thanks for not spelling marketing. Good job, John. Good to talk to you. We'll see you next time.
All right.
John Jantsch, ladies and gentlemen, JANTCTSCH. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.